This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, you know, it's a very mixed set of cues that we are receiving from global indices, as well as even the move as far as our own Indian markets are concerned has been very range-bound with quite a bit of volatility, especially in yesterday's last hour of trading session. Now, when you're talking about the global markets, US indices yesterday ended lower between 0.7% to 1.2%, given the fact that there continues to be a stalemate regarding the debt ceiling limit. European markets too ended lower, so when you're talking about global handover overnight, it's been quite weak. Yesterday, crude oil prices saw a bit of a gain, given the fact that a Saudi energy minister actually went ahead and warned speculators against short selling. On the back of that, Brent futures gained over 1% to $76.8 a barrel, and WTI futures too now trade closer to the $73 a barrel mark. Yesterday's trading session, like we mentioned, we actually saw a significant sell-off in the last hour of the trading session as Nifty ended up giving up most of its intraday gains, still managing to end slightly in the green. The mid-cap end of the market, or the broader end of the market, outperformed, aiding the advance decline ratio in favor of the advances. Now, some very important cues to watch out for today as we wind down towards the end of the earnings season. Whole host of stocks, companies in the broader end of the market are actually going ahead and delivering the results. Result reactions of Ashok Leyland, JSW Energy, Dixon Technology and Amara Raja. We would see the reactions to the numbers today. Some important earnings today that will be delivered. Cummins India, Hindalco as well as Nalco. Asian markets, when we're talking about it, quite weak. And LJX Nifty 2 is indicating a gap down open for our own markets.